Oh, yeah. All right. Welcome to another episode of Drunken Movie Reviews. This week, week, I think I'm doing this as like a weekly segment. Well, possibly. But this episode, I will be talking about a movie that came out in 2001 called God Bless America. Before you get all patriotic and everything, let me tell you a little bit about this movie. First off, this movie is written and directed by Bobcat Goldthwait, and you might remember him from such movies as Police Academy 2, Their First Assignment, and Police Academy 3, Back in Training, and also Police Academy 4, Citizens on Patrol. Or if you ever watch movies like in the 80s, like One Crazy Summer and Scrooged, he was in those kind of movies. And you might not be familiar with that, but if you ever seen that TV show, what was it called? Unhappily Ever Ever, Unhappily Ever After. It was like kind of like a knockoff of what's it called? Like Married with Children. Same thing where like there's like kind of a loser dad, and like the hot daughter, it's played by like Nikki Cox, Cox, and but what Bobcat Goldthwait has to do with the movie, he was Mr. Floppy the bunny, and he was like an imaginary character of the dad's like psyche or something, and he sat on the couch downstairs and he was like this dirty bastard, and I'll do my best to try to do my Bobcat Goldthwait impression. But if you don't know who he is, you'll remember him as this guy. He's like, well, you know, he's like, oh, I'm nervous all the time. Kind of talked like that. And so that was Bobcat Goldthwait. So he kind of made a career out of doing shit like that. And then somewhere along the way, he became like a writer and like director. I guess that's kind of like the next progression for a guy who's like and talks like that. You can't do that shit forever. All right, so to this movie, God Bless America. All right, so this movie stars Bill Murray's brother Joel, who is the lesser of the famous Murray brothers. Like, we all know Bill, of course. Who doesn't know Bill Murray? But then you also know his brother, like Brian Doyle Murray, who was in like Caddyshack, and he was Noah from Noah's Arcade and Wayne's World, and he was the mayor in Groundhog Day. Like, seer of seers, prognosticator of prognosticators. Like, that's Brian Murray. But this is Joel Murray. And Joel Murray is so much more subdued than his other brothers. He kind of, at least in this movie, plays it really straight. He doesn't act funny, like, at all. Like, he plays this character. Basically, Joel Murray kind of plays this dude, Frank, and, like, he's just kind of your basic loser type. He's probably in his 40s or 50s. Works at an office. He fucking hates his coworkers. He lives in this shitty apartment. He's divorced, has a kid who wants nothing to do with him. An ex-wife who's dating a younger and hotter guy, and his life pretty much like sucks. And he can't sleep at night 'cause his next door neighbors just have like a newborn baby, and they're just like a bunch of fucking like 20-year-olds who really don't know how to take care of it, so it cries all the time. So he can't sleep. So he sits up all night then watching television just 'cause there's nothing else. And it's just stupid, like, reality programming, just kind of like how to turn on any fucking channel, even like Lifetime Channel has stupid shit. And then like something that's calls itself like the Learning Channel has all these fucking stupid reality programs. It's like, I'm not learning shit while watching this. The History Channel, where you're supposed to learn about like wars and great men, presidents of past, has shows like Pawn Stars and American Pickers and shit like that. Granted, I love those shows, I'm not gonna lie, but dude, that's not history. That's fucking reality. And I guess like reality is history, but still, dude, reality TV fucking blows. Shit like The Biggest Loser and American Idol, and what they do is just kind of appeal to the lowest common denominator. And whether or not they say that they're trying to, you know, support somebody or try to make somebody's life better, they really exist for you just to poke fun at the people on there. So Joel Murray in this flick, he's just watching this TV and he's watching one of those like Sweet 16 kind of shows where this girl is just a spoiled little fucking brat. And just kind of yelling at her parents, just like, you never give me everything I want, and, you know, God damn it, and just causing a fit and everything. Like, on MTV, they always have, like, the 16 and pregnant or my Sweet 16 shit. I never watch them, but, like, I know about them because you can't help it. Everywhere you go, be it on Facebook or Twitter, or, like, you're flipping through the channels, or I work at a kind of place where, like, people fucking all the time just talk about just nonsense that's on TV. It's just like, dude, what are you fucking doing with your life? This shit's so fucking pointless. You're like, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you, where you just feel like you have to obsess over other people's lives and point and make fun at them for like being stupider than you are. Like, where's the entertainment in that? I don't get it all, personally. But so, Joel, instead of putting up with that, he just one day just fucking snaps. He gets fired from his job because he was nice to one of his coworkers, and they called it sexual harassment. So he's just kind of like, my ex-wife hates me. My daughter hates me. I got fired from my job. I live in a shitty apartment. What the fuck? Like, my life is just over. So he decides to go home and put a gun in his mouth and just kind of like, fuck it. But as he's watching TV, he's just kind of like, you know, dude, if I'm going to go out, you know, I'm at least going to make a difference and take somebody out before I go. And so he decides to murder this, like, this, the Sweet 16 girl, whatever, that's such a bitch on TV. So he grabs his gun and then just kind of like one day when she's in her car, like talking on her cell phone right before school, he just goes and blows her fucking head off. It's fucked up. It really is. But like, he just murders her and then he goes off into the woods and he's just kind of just like, well, but then this girl follows him and this girl like is from the high school. And she's just kind of like the outcast kind of girl, like the girl that kind of gets pushed around by all the pretty cute girls and gets made fun of for being different and everything like that. So this girl, like Roxy or something, like follows him back to like his hotel room where he's just kind of like off himself. He's just kind of like, well, at least I took care of that spoiled little bitch. Now I'm just kind of like, whatever, I'll end it. And then she comes into his hotel room and everything. And then she's just like, she's like, you know what you did back there? And he's like, yeah, you know, fuck it. This is stupid. I just did it just because. I, you know. And she's just like, no, that was really fucking cool what you did. Because, like, she was a bitch and she deserved to die. And everything. So they're just kind of hanging out and talking, and he's like, you know, 40s or 50s or something like that, and this chick's like, like high schoolish, so like 17, 18 or something like that. And she's really fucking hot. And I kind of felt bad because, like, she's, like, all, like, you know, I'd do her. It's all, like, banging hot, but, like, she's, like, in high school. But, like, don't be alarmed, man, because she was, like, 19, I think, when she made this movie or something, or 18 or 19, so she's legal. Like, that makes a difference. Even at, like, 32, like, 18-year-olds, like, shouldn't be hot because I'm just so far removed from that decade. That's like 14 years difference or some shit like that. That's fucking ridiculous. But see, that's what the, like, this Joel Murray guy is like. You know, this girl is just hanging out with him, and he's just like, dude, you're like the same age as my daughter. Like, quit making advances on me and everything like that. He's just kind of creeped out by the fact that this girl is like kind of wants to bone him, and he's just like, no, dude, it's not about that. It's not. I don't. Even though, and she's just like, what? She's like insecure or something like that. She's like, well, isn't this every like old guy's fantasy to like bang some like young girl? And he's like, no, that's not. So then she starts filling his head with all these ideas. And she starts going like, hey, man, what if we like did this more often? What if we started taking out people who deserve to die? And they kind of share, like, the same interests. Like, he's just kind of like, well, they come to this conclusion that, like, I don't know what it is. It's the fact that maybe it's, like, the dumbing down of society. Or the fact that people, like, and there's a thing, like, there's a scene at the office earlier before he was fired from his job, where, like, all people do is just regurgitate, like, stupid shit that they heard about on the radio, or that they heard about on the E! Entertainment program, or on the Kardashians, or everything like that, that people don't have their own fucking opinions about anything anymore. And they just kind of like, oh, I heard this on the morning show. All right, I watched this on Good Morning America. And it's just like, you don't have your own opinions. You just kind of regurgitate the opinions of somebody else you heard on a TV show. And so they're just kind of like, well, society is fucked. Like, everybody's just so fucking stupid. And just kind of like, anybody who doesn't make their own decisions, who kind of just goes along with the pack and just kind of has given up their independence as a free-willing person, deserves to die. Because if you're not living your own life, you're believing in the opinions of celebrities and people who have their 5 minutes of fame that don't deserve it for being on a fucking reality show. Like, you shouldn't, if you're not going to live your own life, if you're not going to be your own person, then what the fuck are you doing here? You're just living a pointless existence. So they're just kind of like, you know what? Let's just go and kill these people. They don't deserve to be alive anymore. So they kind of go on this brutal kind of killing spree. And just murdering people, and it's pretty fucked up. Like I said, it's not like a happy kind of movie by any stretch of the imagination, but you kind of understand. It's like living in that world where there's no like consequences, really. Where you're just kind of like, fuck it, I have no purpose in my life. But I'll still take these fuckers out as long as I'm going down eventually, because, like, you can't get away with things in life. Like, eventually you're gonna, it's a whole thing with karma, like, where you're gonna meet your maker eventually, but it's just like, dude, while I'm going down, I'm gonna take all these bastards with me. So I'm sure I'm glossing over a bunch of kind of, like, exposition and a bunch of character study where they kind of talk and you kind of learn why he acts the way he does. You kind of learn why this hot teenage girl just kind of acts the way she does, and that she has daddy issues or some shit about how she latches onto this guy Frank and everything. And I'm sure there's like a lot of shit that goes on in the middle. Like, oh yeah, dude. I just remembered, like, another part. Like, they start, like, killing people, like this. They go to a movie theater, and, like, they're sitting there trying to enjoy the movie. And some fucking teenage girl, like, answers her cell phone and starts, like, talking on it, like, during the fucking movie. And, like, you know, some guys just, like, throws popcorn and stuff like that. People are just being just real dicks in the movie, so they murder them. Like, and, like, some of the guy turns to run, and he shoots him in the fucking back. And just and the way they just senselessly kill people in this movie is ridiculous. And then, like, they spare, like, one of the girls. There's, like, two girls, two guys, like, came to see the movie. And shoots the girl's friend, shoots the girl's boyfriend, shoots the other dude. But spares the girl, and he's just kind of like, thanks for shutting off your cell phone before the movie. And they walk out, leaving her there. She's covered in the blood of her friends that just got fucking killed. And he's just kind of like, thanks for shutting off your cell phone. Like, and she's just kind of like, you're welcome. All fucking shock. And they're just kind of walking out all nonchalant, just kind of like, well, they fucked around, they deserve to die. I mean, it's this crazy take on society and kind of like where we are, how we just really have no morals anymore. We have no, like, common courtesy, and we're just kind of like a bunch of fucking idiots. That it's just kind of like insane. So I'm watching this shit just like in shock, just going like, holy fuck, man, this movie is insane. So there's just, I mean, like I said, it's there's a lot of, like, there's a bunch of downtime in between that probably, like, explains some more, and just kind of like as to why there's a reason for everything like that. But eventually they kind of decide, they're like, look, you know, we kind of need to make, like, a kind of a last stand, because what we're doing here is just kind of not big enough. We need to kind of go on, like, a grand kind of scale to kind of, you know, just show them off, like, you know, just kind of like make a grand spectacle of it all. And they decided to go on this American Superstars kind of TV show, which is obviously a parody of, like, American Idol. And they kind of sneak in the back, like, the back room, whatever, thing like that, and come on stage, and he's, like, wired with dynamite, and he's just, like, on national TV, and he just talks to everybody and just gives them a lesson. Just kind of like, what the hell are you all fucking doing with your lives? Like, this is just utterly ridiculous. And he's just like, this person has no talent. They're sitting here selling themselves off like somebody who can make a contribution to society, and yet they just, like, you're following them. You're blindly claiming this person as your leader and just, you know, aligning yourself with them, and you're just as bad as they are for doing so. And then he just fucking kills them. And then, like, the judges of this show is just kind of like, you're the ones encouraging this kind of behavior. Like, they had this, like, there's this kid who was, like, retarded, and he sings a song, and he does it all stupid and everything like that, and he becomes, like, a YouTube sensation because of it. And he kills that kid, too, because he's just kind of like, you're propagating all this stuff. Like, he just kills everybody. It's fucking ridiculous. He just opens up fire. And then the girl, like, she just, like, grabs a gun, too, and just they just kill everybody. And eventually, like, you know, the cops get involved, like they would if you were ever to hold an entire theater of Hollywood moviegoers or, like, contestants and reality show. The cops always get involved anytime there's, like, a showdown with guns and shit. But, like, man, like, they murder everybody. And it's scary, I guess, because, like, in lieu of the recent tragedies, and here's the thing, like, man, in lieu of the recent tragedies, like, such as, like, the one in Colorado where that guy shot up the theater where people were watching, trying to watch The Dark Knight. And, the Wisconsin ones, where the guy shot up, like, the temple of, like, religious people or something. And then, like, the guy who murdered people in the spa. And, like, the thing in Connecticut where, you know, the guy, dude, like, shot up children and everything like that. In lieu of those tragedies, it's kind of really hard to enjoy this kind of movie. I'm not going to lie. It's just kind of, it's really disturbing to watch somebody murder people and just really have no regret or remorse for it. And then to sit here and discuss that these people deserve to die, because I don't really think anybody deserves to die. Everybody should have, like, a chance at life. And when everybody makes a mistake, too, they should have a second chance to kind of turn it around. But at the same time, these people are really just kind of choosing to live their lives as just fucking machines, as far as the corporate world decides what you should like and what you shouldn't like. And these people aren't living. They're just existing. They're just, like, they're just wallets. They're money. And they're consumers, and they're just kind of like really serve no purpose in this world but to propagate the shit that just exists in pop culture. So, yes, it sucks that innocent people get killed, but at the same time, it's just kind of like you're not really doing anything to help yourself out. So it just kind of, you feel bad for him, but at the same time, you really don't. It kind of puts the viewer at just kind of this weird perspective of having to choose whether or not you agree with Frank and Roxy, or whether or not you think they're totally in the wrong. And you look at it both ways, and you're just kind of like, well, I can understand why they do something like this, but at the same time, it's fucking awful. So, I don't know if I recommend God Bless America for people, because it's a really kind of difficult movie to watch. But at the same time, if you consider it as like parody or kind of like a satire, or like commentary on kind of where society is at this point, it's actually quite brilliant, because it kind of goes to show, like, if you really had nothing to lose and nothing to live for and just kind of like no moral compass anymore, like, you too, like this guy Frank, just might go out and just fucking snap and just lose it and kill people. Just because you're just like, I've come to a point where I just don't care anymore. And these people deserve to die. But if there's one thing at the end, I'm like, I don't think I've said before, but these things, I mean, I'm giving you away the whole movie. And this shit's like the spoilers, you know? But like in the end, he does get his. Like he gets shot and he dies. And this girl, Roxy, too, gets shot and she dies. So it's like these characters certainly do get the punishment for committing their crimes and for murdering other people. So justice is served, if you want to say that. But it's still just kind of an interesting look on, like, what would happen if you just get to a point where you're just kind of like, fuck it. And you just kind of get fed up with the way the world is and with the way people are these days. And it's so, like I said, it's so easy to put yourself in Frank's shoes. But at the same time, you'd hate yourself for thinking, I'm like this guy. So it's a very interesting piece. I will give it that. And Bobcat Goldthwait really has crafted an interesting movie. So that is, I can't say I like the movie. Actually, no, I fucking liked it. I really liked it. But at the same time, I felt awful for liking it. So that's my review of God Bless America, my drunken review of God Bless America. And here's to you, Hollywood.